Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. What is going on in your video game world? Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening. Lots of different outlets to catch this show each and every week at this time, 9 Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. Where am I? What day is it? So technically it's Monday morning, 12:06 out in New York, 12:07 now. What does the future look like? What does tomorrow look like? You can tell us. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529 to talk video games. This is the only hour all week on these sports talk networks that we can do this. Here I sit in the very posh, luxurious downtown San Francisco studios on Broadway here, just a couple blocks by the bay. And this is a show I've been doing it from for some 15 years now. But we are also, and we stream along, sportsbyline.com. Click listen live to hear the shows. To be a part of the cheat code at the end, send your requests. I usually like giving them out for older games. Send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com. Also, any questions, comments, or concerns. And also to win the game, I give away a brand new game at 40 after, so just over a half hour. A very rudimentary question. Just send your answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com as well. We're also on SB Nation Radio out of Houston. Great national storied outfit as well, and on their website, SBNationLive.com, and the Dan Patrick channel on SiriusXM. So this show originally back in the day was on Sirius Satellite, and it's back again now. So great to have everyone listening there as well. And then, most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network on The Voice, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. Video games, very important to the troops as well, so thanks for keeping us safe and allowing us to play video games. And that's just a fact. You're brave, so we don't have to be. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. Hope we see you at home very, very soon. Release dates, tell you what's new this week. Also, your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking video games on the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
You know, listening makes us smarter, more connected people. It makes us better partners, parents, and leaders. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook, plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more. All professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post, delivered daily to their Audible app. With that convenient app, members can access Audible anytime. Start listening today with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus 2 Audible originals are free. Visit audible.com/fish or text FISH to 500-500. That's audible.com/fish.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that two-thirds of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skincare, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims, that's right, for him, no Hims. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thanks for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco. What's going on in your video game world? What have you been playing this weekend? Are you in a relationship with a game? Meaning, not like that, but you're just playing that game and that game only. Or are you looking for a game like that? You got lots of different things going on. You have just seasons, sports games, and things like that. Different platforms. Handheld, PC, console, whatever you got, we're here to talk about it. Your phone is actually, I remember years ago we started getting games on the phone, and it was like, eh, some of the games are okay now. But I have an email. Remember, the email is rick@sportsbyline.com. And I have an email here from Chrissy in San Jose.
Costa Rica.
No, California. And she said, Rick, what games do you have on your phone? And I thought I would just let you know what I have and I begotten, as the kids would say. And first of all, I don't have any hardcore stuff on my game. I found it over the years. You know, I think, oh, cool, we can play a first-person shooter. The controls on the little glass screen never really work. We had a guy here a couple months ago with a peripheral that would squeeze your phone in between, and I was like, yeah, it was okay. I mean, it worked. Play, you know, Crazy Taxi like that, I guess. That's one way of looking at it. And, you know, I got Crazy Taxi, a game called Call of Battlefield, haha, and Sonic 2 to play. It was called the Game Vice. You download Game Vice, the app, and it helps you pick out games that are compatible. But I have to take my cover off the phone every time I put it in. So, once again, I'm not really playing tons of hardcore games on my phone. I was excited when Bethesda had the Elder Scrolls game. And even at the GDC in the spring, I went and the woman from French Canada was there. And she was explaining how, you know, could we do it portrait or could we do it landscaped? And She said, Todd Howard, do it both. And so they did. And then I went to sign up, and it was like, too many people have signed up. We'll let you know when you can play. And after a couple months, I tried again. Too many people. I'm like, all right, I'm out. You know, I tried. So to answer your question, Chrissy, there's one game I've had for years called the Grand Casino, and it is from the Game Show Network. And it's one of those things that if you play 5 days in a row, you get a little boost to this Wheel of Fortune type of thing, and then it gives you a coin to put in this kind of Pachinko Palace type of situation. And if you're my age, you remember a Pachinko Palace. It was all these little notches, and the ball would go boom, 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 fall down, and then you'd get a prize or something. But it is a gambling game, and you open the doors, and it's got different types of bingo, different slot machines, a couple of blackjack tables, and that's it. But I found it the best one, and right now I have $38 million, and I wish I could trade in that money for real cash, because they sell $1 million for $100. So if I could sell these, I could have $3,800, which I would do in a second. And I don't. And they give you 1,000 chips free every hour. I don't know why anyone would pay real money for fake money. I mean, if you had a chance to win real money, maybe. But somebody's paying for it. So that game I've had. Now, when I got a new phone, that was not in the cloud. It was, I had to start all over again, which was a giant pain. So I've had that one for a long time. I also have had a lot of games that I've gone in between, but another one that I've had basically, and it wasn't in the cloud, is an Armor Games game called Crush the Castle, which has developed over the years, and now they have a thing where you can build your own castle, and it's siege mentality, taking a trebuchet or a catapult. I guess it is a trebuchet. It has a rope at the end, and knocking down some castles. I have another game just like that called Castle Wreck. And by the way, I have not paid money for any of these. Not one. And so you're going to have your requisite commercial or something every third round or what have you. Castle Wreck is a really fun game. You have cannons and you knock down this castle and your phone will rumble with the things falling in. Game called Soccer Kick, where you're kicking the ball around the world. I've already maxed that out. I don't have the heart to delete it. A game you might have played called Mr. Bullet. That's from Lion Studios. And it's got a kind of a cartoony guy with no neck. And he, you can go duel, grenades, classic play, all sorts of stuff. And you can get Ms. Bullet. She's actually Ms. Bullet because she is, well, got to have the female version of Bullet. So that's there. That's kind of fun. Another game called Traffic Run. Traffic Run is a game where your car just goes. It's from Geisha Games, or I guess Geisha, I should say. You just hold down and the car will go automatically. A free game called from Bit Mango, We Make Puzzles is their whole thing, is a Mahjong game. It's very simple. I wish I had a better one. Another one, I know, these are all time wasters. They're just little things while you're, you know, maybe in the bathroom or at the dentist's office. Color Bump 3D from Fugo Games and Good Games. That was a collaboration. That's kind of a fun game. I don't play that one a whole heck of a lot. It's not one of my favorites. And then Temple Run, I had it. I deleted it. Temple Run 2, I had it. I deleted it. And then I put Temple Run 2 back in. Just because it's a fun game, but, you know, that's going to use your six access, and that's going to tilt one way or another as you go through. So there are a lot of good games you can buy, that, but for me, I just rather download the free games. And as I said, just little time waster things. You're on public transit. Maybe you're in a commercial break because you're a radio host. You mean you're not prepping full time? No. And then just one other game. I have Microsoft. It's from Microsoft Casual Games, and it's the Solitaire Collection, and it is free as well. And it times you, and then it will tell you how you did. So, I mean, that from time immemorial, when I say that, I mean like 1993, 94, 95, when we got CD-ROMs, you know, with the first edition of Windows and then Windows 95 and up and up and up. Solitaire was there. Minesweeper was there as well. I never got as much into Minesweeper. It was more of a luck of the draw type of thing. So I'm always on the lookout, and if you have one, I'd like to let you know. I mean, I'd love to have you tell me. Another game, as I said, there's one more. It's not really a game. It's more of a puzzle game. It's just called Wordscapes. It's from People Fun, and you've got this little circle of letters, and then you have to fill in a crossword puzzle. And on that, I'm on level, 1,340. And they try to sell you things, you know, hints to reveal. They try to frustrate you enough to do that. But you can earn coins where you don't have to do it, and other little tricks you can have. But as I said, 1,340 levels. There are some times when I lose my mind because I can't think of it and I use a hint. But I've never had to, and I never will pay for a hint. It's not because I'm cheap. It's just, if it's a time-wasting video game, why should I be throwing out $5? If I want $5, I'll buy something that's actually good. So anyway, Chrissy, thanks for the email. That's what's on my phone. What's in your playlist? Come on back.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game with a very easy question that you can answer in the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, I'll let you know what the new games coming out this week are. Some very interesting games this week, one in particular, in my opinion. But, you know, it's funny because I was waiting to get my hands on the Call of Duty Modern Warfare Alpha 2v2. And I had sort of forgotten that we were going to get an early jump on Thursday. Because at first they said Friday the 23rd, and then Thursday they went, oh, go ahead. And it was a long download. Yes, it was. I'm hoping that when the game comes out in October that I won't have to download everything again. It was a 36 gig download, and maybe I just had a slow connection, but man, it was long. But interested to check out the gameplay. And remember, they decided at Infinity Ward, and Infinity Ward, they were the ones that invented this game. And this is the developer before Activision took them under the umbrella, and then they put it out to people like Treyarch. And, of course, the World War II game, Call of Duty, that's a sledgehammer game. They have different developers kind of taking turns now. I always have a soft spot in my heart for Infinity Ward because they did Call of Duty 2, which is one of the best games I ever played. It's the entire reason I bought an Xbox 360. Because at the time, I was thinking, look, I've got some consoles and, you know, I got a PS2, and I don't think I can afford also that. And then I saw that game, which was an Xbox 360 exclusive, and I'm like, I'm in. And then a game like Bioshock, which at the time was a 360 exclusive, and then it was money well spent, baby. So downloaded it, got in, and I found out that if I had tried to get in right from the get-go, and I thought I had, but I guess my download took so long, the people who got in right away couldn't get on. They got the screen that said connecting to online services, and then it wouldn't freeze, but it just wouldn't go anywhere. And so no one could play it. And Infinity Ward put out a tweet right after they went live, and it was about, I think it was 13 minutes after they went out, and said, some of you might be experiencing issues connecting to online services. Hold tight. You'll be able to connect again shortly. And people were. Although some people reported experiencing problems for several hours. But look, you can't complain for two reasons. Number one, it's free. And number two, it's not even a beta. It is an alpha. And yes, they've been doing this for many years. But this is why it is an alpha, to check it out, to work the bugs out. This is why they do these type of situations. So getting in, finally, getting able to check it out and play it. And the first level I was in was this sort of indoor warehouse. And as soon as I spawned in, and it's 2-on-2, which is kind of weird. It's not my cup of tea. But you would get one regular gun, one secondary gun. You weren't able to pick. I'll tell you about the guns in a second. And then you would get two handheld weapons, whether it was a frag, a smoke grenade, maybe a flashbang. So anyway, you would start, and it was like, boom, and I would die. Then I realized, okay, well, this happens in every online game. The people who have been playing it, they know exactly what to do. So you just had to get used to the maps a little bit. And then I started holding my own after a while. And there was one called Pine where you were outside. I think that was my favorite one. There was another one where you kind of went under, well, it was a London docks type of situation. And so not unlike World War II. So anyway, you're going 2-on-2, and I was interested because they were building their engine from the ground up. And I want to see what it would look like on my PS4. And it looked real nice. The graphics were nice. The aiming was nice. You hit what you were aiming at. A lot of the new animation I see when you shoot somebody is they do what I call a home run bat flip with their weapon. You shoot them, and then it comes out of their hands, and it spins in midair like 8 times. Yeah. Or, you know, in this little windmill. That's kind of the new thing. Or else the game, the gun just pops out. But every once in a while, you do a total bat flip. That's kind of the new thing. So that mode was called Gunfight. They did have a variant of the mode called OSP, which was added, which was they threw in, which was kind of a battle royale type of situation where you had to pick up some guns off the ground as well. And so they went through a lot of bug fixes, obviously. And Infinity Ward's communication manager, Ashton Kutcher Williams, did say, we aren't done yet. As we roll into the weekend, we'll be adding yet another new map and a gun variant in the rotation. Ashton, by the way, is a young lady. She called the pickup variant. You spawn into a gunfight game with only a pistol, and then you can collect some floor loot, weapons and grenades, and some other stuffs like that. And she said the rules are the same, but this time you'll only spawn with a pistol. Weapon lethals and tacticals randomly spread. Again, thank you. We're thankful to have such a community that is so passionate about what we're doing, and we couldn't be more grateful to have you with us every step of the way. We'll continue to update you with known bugs and planned fixes each day during the alpha. So please be sure to check back for more information and follow us on Twitter at Infinity Ward, where we'll be sharing our best clips, answering questions, and more. Now, weaponry. And these guns sounded great. You know, that's the one thing that I think Battlefield got first that Call of Duty didn't. And even then, sometimes Call of Duty, it's kind of like, it's like tearing paper when you get shot, or it's like kind of like sprinkling of broken glass, kind of light down the hall. Did someone drop a light bulb type of shh? And so you just wonder, are we going to get something good here? Some sounds. These sounds are way better, and you kind of feel like the back kick of the gun. It's pretty cool. You got to do it if you can get a chance. But some of the guns we got our chance to see. The M13, because the maps are so small, submachine guns seem pretty strong. They don't have the best range, obviously, but got a nice rate of fire. The AX50, it's similar to the Ghost USR, same kind of sights and appearance. Also very powerful in the Alpha because there's nowhere to camp in these things. But you are slow, very slow with it. The 726... The shotgun, despite only having 2 shells, it's very good. It's a sniper scope on it as well, which I think is pretty funny. It's kind of an annoying variant, but you do have pretty good range with the shotgun. MP5, fastest rate of fire, San Diego Friars, in the Alpha. M4A1, this was my favorite gun. It's the soft spot in my heart for Battlefield Bad Company 2 and also Battlefield 4. This was my favorite gun, but it's the only assault rifle on the list, and it may not be the most powerful outside of the light machine gun, but it has a great movement speed, damage, rate of fire. It just feels completely solid. And then all I need is my M14. The M14 can shred through anything, or at least it seems. But your magazine is not as big. It's a little bit heavier to pull up, and the rate of fire is not enough, or is not as the same as the other one. On the lobby map, it starts off, and it's got a soldier, and he's got a it looks like kind of like a scar. He's walking, S-C-A-R, not Scarface. But he's walking forward, and he's staying still as he's walking forward as you see the sort of carnage and battlefield and smoke around him going by, and then he's looking left and right, kind of scanning. That would be the load screen, I would probably imagine. So it's fun to play. It was fun to get in. But, you know, there's only so much entertainment I think you can have when you're going two-on-two. I wanted to see every map. I wanted to play with every gun. They still have the quick scope, which is kind of a pain. But just remember if you – and now they said they were going to extend it. The alpha ended today, by the way, if you didn't get in. And don't worry. The beta is going to come soon, and there's going to be a whole lot more in the beta. I can guarantee you that. But they did say they were going to extend it by about 4 hours. So technically, wherever you're listening right now, you might still be able to get in on the PS4 if you can download it fast enough. And that's the Modern Warfare Alpha. As we go, you know, we'll see more. They can get into more vehicular combat and the Bradley and some of these other score streaks. They weren't really going with any score streaks in this one. All right, when we come back, I'll give a brand new game away and your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the video game review on Sports Byline, SB Nation, Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after the hour. This is where I give away a brand new game. Just send your answer, a very simple answer, to the email address rick@sportsbyline.com. SPORTSBYLINE. The game I have here is called Judgment. It is from Ryu Ga Go Toku Studio, and it is published by Sega. Bum, 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 bum. I always want to hear the, feel like I'm going to hear the Sonic the Hedgehog music. This is a PS4 exclusive, and this is a Tokyo crime syndicate murder detective mystery type of game. So my question is, and send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll give away the game to the person with the second correct answer. It's pretty good. Last week I was saying what would be a good name for a sequel to Persona 3, and one guy wrote Persona Non Grata. I wish he was second, because that's a pretty good answer, I got to say. So I appreciate the people making the effort. But if I say, once again, the first person to send the correct answer, no one will do it because they think, I'm too late. And if I say the 17th person, they're like, that's too nebulous. So the second person, tell me this. Is this game set in Japan or Bulgaria? Didn't you just say? I did just say. Send me your answer at rick@sportsbyline.com. Is this game set in Japan or Bulgaria? Kamurocho, he is the main protagonist. And investigating a series of murders, especially one where a killer leaves a terrible calling card gouging out the eyes of his victims. Now, if you know Ryu Ga Go Toku Studio, they make the Yakuza series. The Yakuza series is 7 games with 1 million characters. It is very in-depth. This one, you don't have to worry about all the different characters. And there are a lot of different missions. There's a mission where I was reading a review by Jeff Cork at IGN, and he said there's a mission where I had to just follow people and then hide while their suspicion meter went up. And that was completely tedious. But then there are some side missions. There's different types of combat. It's really cool exploring all the different cases and crime, and you're not in a gang, but there are a couple of syndicates that, let's just say, don't like you. And there is one side activity. He races drones. Yes, drone missions. And that's pretty cool as well. So this is a good game, and as I said, nothing's perfect. IGN gave it an 8. Once again, Judgment from Ryu Ga Go Toku Studio, published by Sega, rated M for Mature. Just send your answers there to rick@sportsbyline.com. We will get to the new releases this week, but more controversy. It was kind of funny reading an article a couple days ago about the fact that Sega's official Twitter account was sharing some pictures from a trailer of the upcoming release, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 for the Nintendo Switch. And a lot of people instantly looked at a podium there, gold medal bronze, and they're like, whoa, 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 what's going on? Because you saw, on the one hand, Wario winning a gold, and you saw Dr. Eggman winning a gold with their shirts off. So all I could think of was, well, this must be at the pool. It must be swimming. But this thing started taking off on the internet because, in social media, because Dr. Eggman has nipples, but Wario doesn't. And thousands and thousands of people got into it. And it must have been a boring, slow day. But it's amazing what people get into. You know what's kind of cool is you have little Toad characters like standing there clapping, a lot of Toad characters in the stands as well. But then another guy zoomed in and they found a higher quality image almost like some sort of Jason Bourne CIA type of thing. And they said, we have found out that Wario does, in fact, have nipples. So if you think about the other sports where your shirts are off, I guess it'll be there. But this was something that actually took off for a while. All right, we'll get to the new releases here in a second. One of them this week is called Control. And this is going to be available on the PC, the 4 and the 1. It is an action-adventure game developed by Remedy Entertainment. It's published by 505 Games. And it revolves around the Federal Bureau of Control, the FBC, which is a secret U.S. government agency tasked with containing and studying phenomena which violates the laws of reality.
Are they real?
It's a game. But the new director, a female protagonist, Jesse Faden, the Bureau's director, explores Oldest House is the paranormal New York headquarters, and they utilize powerful abilities to defeat a deadly enemy only known as the Hiss. Kind of like that, H-I-S-S, which has invaded and corrupted reality. And this is going to be releasing on Tuesday, as I said. So this is going to be an over-the-shoulder third-person game. It's built on Remedy's proprietary Northlight engine, which you might remember was first used on Quantum Break. You'll have your service weapon, your pistol, but it is more than a pistol. It's a supernatural firearm. Can be adapted into a variety of different forms with different combat abilities. In addition, Jesse also possesses various supernatural abilities, telekinesis, levitation, and even the ability to control some enemies as well. You might remember a game where you're wearing a hoodie and you can run up the side of a building. And you could take jeeps and tanks and throw them at people. Rick, I had that game, and it's called... Yeah, I know. But the service weapon and Jesse's abilities both expend her energy, which necessitate a balance in their usage. You can upgrade the service weapon. There is a skill tree. And to get new powers, you have to locate various objects of power. They're ordinary items which are affected by supernatural forces, which are hidden throughout the Oldest House. And I just love that name. And then due to the versatility of these loadouts, the combat control system can be customized and balanced to your own preferences. And the health in Control does not recharge automatically, and so must be picked up from fallen enemies and such. So the Oldest House is a brutalist skyscraper, which is referred to in-game as the place of power in New York City, and its interior is far larger than its exterior. Enormous, constantly shifting supernatural realm defies the laws of space-time, and... you know, it's funny how we have these things like steampunk, Lovecraftian, and now everyone's going with Metroidvania. Metroidvania, really large world map, can be explored, nonlinear pace. But unlike Remedy's old games, which were primarily linear, you can unlock new abilities and clearances throughout the game, and they're known as control points, and then you can fast travel as well. So when Remedy partnered with 505, this game was called P7, and they went out and they got public support and funding for 7.75 million euros for this. But Remedy has not made a lot of games for the PS4 or any Sony platform. The last Remedy game we saw on a Sony platform was Max Payne 2, The Fall of Max Payne. That was a long, long time ago. So They went out and they got great voice acting, what have you, but this is one of the new games. Let's talk about those new games. As I mentioned, Control, Xbox One, PS4, PC. These are all Tuesday releases. World of Warcraft Classic on the PC. The Drums of War thunder once again. Return to a lost era of Azeroth and enjoy the timeless stories that defined the series. I like these games better, to tell you the truth, the classic ones. Ancestors, colon, the humankind of Odyssey. Ancestors, colon, it's not they say that, colon, pal. Humankind of Odyssey is a third-person action-adventure survival episodic game by Panache Digital Games. Wreckfest on the 1 and the 4. From the creators of Flat Out comes Wreckfest, a smash-em-up destruction derby driving game. The Bard's Tale 4, Barrows Deep, Director's Cut. PS4, Xbox One, PC. Continuing the classic role-playing saga, The Bard's Tale 4 brings back Skara Brae for a brand new adventure. MXGP 2019 on the 4, PC, and 1. MXGP 2019 lets you live the thrill of the championship with all the riders, bikes, and teams of the 2019 season. Hookbots. Hookbots on the 4, PC, Switch, and 1. Everybody's getting this. Battle and challenge your human friends on this multiplayer robot party game, 52 ways to customize your bots and 14 game modes. Everyone is getting this one too. Lord of the Rings adventure card game. Switch, Mac, 4, 1, PC. Everybody's getting this. Based on the award-winning tabletop experience from Fantasy Flight Games, the Lord of the Rings adventure card game. And finally, getting a lot of games. This is going to be DLC, but a lot of games on everybody. Xbox One, PC, and PlayStation 4. Decay of Logos. Decay of Logos, and not like Logos, but the city Logos, is a third-person action-adventure RPG with emphasis on tactical combat, exploration, and inventory management. Which games will be a big hit? Which games will stick out? We'll keep our eye on that. We'll come on back and we'll do the cheat code for this week. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second on the Video Game Review.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on Twitch, by the way, twitch.tv, Sports Byline USA. You can find us there on the app. Auti Gamer wants to make sure that everybody knows that he's watching the show. Appreciate that, Auti Gamer. Let's close out the show in our customary fashion with a cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Timmy. Hi, Timmy. Timmy sends this in. We're also going to stay in NorCal. He sends it in from Rio Linda, California. That's up by Sacramento. He says, Rick, I know you love the orange box. Give me some Half-Life 2 codes for PS3, please. Well, you're right, Timmy. The orange box, I'll say it now, I'll say it again, the best value in the history of video games for a shiny disc. You got Half-Life 2 Episode 2. You got Team Fortress 2. And they said at the time, introducing Portal. This was a triumph game of the year. I mean, it was absolutely amazing what Valve was able to give us. The orange box. And I have used these codes in Half-Life 2. But for, I'll give you two. Unlock all levels. Left, 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 left. LB. Right, 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 right. RB. You got it? For Invincible, let me give it to you again. Unlock all levels. Left, 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 LB, right, 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 RB. And then invincibility, LB, up, RB, up, LB, LB, up, RB, RB, up. Again, invincibility, Half-Life 2, Episode 2 in the orange box, PlayStation 3 from Valve. Invincibility, LB, up, RB, up, LB, LB, up, RB, RB, up. And real quick, full ammo. This is a better one when you're not completely cheating, but this is the one I use the most. Also the one to make a new block and portal. But while you're playing the game, just go triangle, circle, X, square, R1, triangle, square, X, circle, R1. Once again, triangle, circle, X, square, R1, triangle, square, X, circle, R1. I know those came fast. You can email me if you didn't get them, but thanks for writing, rick@sportsbyline.com. And we will see you next week with another live edition of the Video Game Review.